flame. Hello. Right? Everybody's trying not to look like a jerk.
Is everyone having a good time?
Oh, so much fun. I'm having
a fun. That's so much. Enthusiasm is
I wasn't not want to stay.
What do you love about cooking, Mo?
You get to create recipes, you get to enjoy, you get to eat what you cook, and you get to like maybe come up with different recipes. You don't know what's going to pop out there and what gives each flavor a good taste and what doesn't. You just have to try.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Ortiz, and would like to share what went on at Family Night, focusing on those involved in the Culinary Arts Department. Also during this podcast, you will hear from Saddleback's President Todd Burnett, and why this event may stand out from the rest.
Well, Family Night's always one of the most special nights that we have in the year because we get to bring in all potential students from our local community. So it's going exciting. We're just having a session right there and right now for all the parents and the students, potential students, and of course, a table set up here of all the 300 degree and certificate programs that we have at Saddleback. Well, first off, even though it's geared towards high school students and new first-time students, it's open to really anybody in the community that would like to come and learn a little bit more about our programs. I think anybody that attends, and when they attend, they should just soak up the information, whether it's areas that they have a particular interest in or learning something new that they might be interested in to come to Saddleback, or maybe even anywhere else, any other education and training that they'd like to do. Saddleback's a great place to come and discover. I'd like to add that I think our journalism program and our Lariat newspaper at Saddleback College is exceptional, so thank you very much. Todd Burnett, president of Saddleback College.
Hi, my name is Dave Anderson. I'm with the Fine Arts Department, and we're here to celebrate Family Night and hopefully get a lot of high school seniors and others out here to enjoy the college. We've got our commercial music ensemble performing for all our students outside tonight. We also have all kinds of information booths from different divisions and departments here on campus, introducing students to all the different activities and the divisions and departments that are on the campus.
Saddleback is made up of many departments: math, science, horticulture, fashion, journalism. But one department I'd like to focus on is Saddleback's culinary department. Let's see what they're doing tonight.
Okay, my name is Maria Elena. I'm in the catering class, and tonight we are serving some of the food we prepared tonight, today. What I'm serving right now is some little bites of bread and smoked salmon and some butter with eel. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Chef Lisa Inlow, and I am the department chair for the Culinary Arts Program. Tonight, my catering class, FN173, is catering the Family Night event for up to 500 people. We have 9 different appetizers that students worked on the recipes, and then are preparing them tonight for high school seniors and their families.
And tell me, what are these recipes?
This one here that I'm serving now, this is a house-made ricotta with prosciutto and a red onion marmalade. We also have house-made chocolate truffles. We have a smoked salmon on a French baguette with a caper and dill butter. We have spicy shrimp wontons. We have a harvest crostini that has a butternut squash puree with roasted butternut squash, dried cranberries, and toasted walnuts. We have pumpkin ice cream sandwiches, pumpkin chocolate chip ice cream sandwiches. And I think that might be it.
Sounds awesome. How is the response?
This is such a fabulous opportunity for the students to actually have prepared the food and then get to serve their creation, so they get to see the guest receiving the food, and it's a win-win because everybody just loves everything that they're preparing, and so that I think it's really rewarding for the students to see the joy on the customer's face, which that doesn't always happen in the industry. The program is we're doing awesome. growing rapidly. We are running 12 classes a semester, which is very ambitious for us, but the demand is there because we are turning students away, so we're adding as many classes as we possibly can. We are encouraged that we recently were able to add a hospitality segment to our curriculum. And we have been given the go-ahead to hire another full-time culinary arts instructor. So the program is growing, the need is there, and our students are getting employed.
In addition, Saddleback College has provided education for those with special needs to participate in programs such as the one offered to students in the culinary field.
My name is Kay Loberletti, and I'm an instructional assistant who helps those two gentlemen that are autistic. In the class, I've already gone through this program, and I work for Capistrano Unified. And so I'm kind of here. I'm not getting paid by them right now, but I'm just here to help them so that they can shine at their best. Yeah.
Here's one student, Nicholas Mattel, who has benefited from the program and talks about his plans for the future.
Try to maybe graduate, try to get my culinary certificate, and already have a job, which that's the fun.
Doing what?
I'm actually a line cook at the Laguna Cliffs Marriott in Dana Point.
Have something.
What is this?
That's what you should have. Salmon something. So you like the food.
The culinary arts department has done an outstanding job.
I'm Elizabeth Ortiz, and this has been a Lariat News production.
Yeah, go further.
Everybody loves meat because of the chocolate. Maybe this has a little bit more meat.